Taking a call from Illinois with Ed, who's got a heating question. What's going on? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just basically remodeled my house.
Okay.
And I put all brand new insulation. I mean, every square inch I could find to insulate. And the lower 4 foot of my downstairs at times gets actually cold. You can stand up and it's 70 degrees where I set the thermostat. But down below, I set the thermometer down there.
So what's happening here is when you sit down, you're chilly. When you stand up, it's warm. So you're not getting good circulation of the warm air. And it sounds like you have ducts that are supplying it in the floor. But what you probably are not don't have enough of, or perhaps it's not designed correctly, are return ducts. Because just because you're supplying the warm air at the floor level doesn't mean it's circulating correctly. And I suspect that there's some defect here in the return duct, that you're not taking the heat back through the ducts and then reheating it. So I would have a heating contractor come out and take a look at the return duct situation and make sure we're getting a good mix of hot and cold air. It's normal for it to be warmer towards the ceiling. But if you're not getting a good return, then you're always going to have those imperfections in the balance and imbalance in the hot and the cold, even over a couple of feet like that.
You know, Ed, another option might be a ceiling fan. If you've got a traditional ceiling fan in the room, you can go ahead and flip that switch that's on the motor itself, and that's going to reverse the way that the blades are rotating, and that's going to help push that warm air that's rising down, which will help give you a little bit more heat in that space. Or you can think about installing something called a Riker room conditioner, which is a ceiling fan that heats and cools. It's got a heating element built up into the motor unit itself. So you turn it on, it's got a thermostat via remote, and you can control any sort of heat that you want for the space. Plus, it keeps the cords off the floor. It's safe for kids and pets. It might just help you sort of balance out that temperature in the room, especially on those damp days.
Ed, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.